Listening. The Real Program. Ready, Steady, Go. Part 1. The Story. Ready, Steady, Go, or RSG, was a British rock pop music television program broadcast every Friday evening from the 9th of August of 1963 until the 23rd of December of 1966. It was conceived by Elkin Allen, head of Red Fusion TV. Allen wanted a light entertainment program different from the lowbrow style of light entertainment transmitted by ATV. The program was produced without scenery or costumes and with a minimum of choreography and makeup. Allen recruited a fellow journalist, Francis Hitching, as a producer. Hitching became a major figure in light entertainment in the 1960s. Robert Fleming was the first director, followed by the documentary director Rollo Gamble, then Michael Lindsay Hogg, Daphne Shadwell, and Peter Croft. The program was produced by Associated Red Fusion, the weekday ITV contractor for London, called Ready Fusion London after 1964. The live show was eventually networked nationally. The show gained its highest rankings on the 20th of March in 1964 when it featured the Beatles being interviewed and performing It Won't Be Long, You Can't Do That, and Can't Buy Me Love. In the 1980s, Dave Clark of the Dave Clark Five acquired the rights to the 1960s UK's music show and bought the rights to the surviving recordings. On the 10th of January of 2018, BMG Rights Management announced that it had acquired the ancillary rights to Ready, Steady, Go.
Part 2. Description. The show went out early on Friday evenings with the line, "The weekend starts here," and was introduced by the Sir Farris's Wipeout, later by Manfred Mann's 5-4-3-2-1, then Manfred Mann's Hubble Bubble, Toil and Trouble, and finally, the Rolling Stones' Going Home. There is also the possibility that The Who's Anyway, Anyhow, Anywhere was used as the theme music for a short period. It was more youth-orientated and informal than its BBC rival from 1964, Top of the Pops. It was noticeable for featuring the audience as dancers and for the interaction of artists and audience. Artists appeared on different mini-stages, sometimes on studio gantries and stairs, or on the main floor for solo artists, closely surrounded by the audience. The producers chose the audience in London clubs, picking out the best or the most fashionably dressed dancers. This ensured a hip audience in tune with the artists. Owing to the scheduling of local news in parts of the UK, several ITV regions joined the show partway through. Initially, RSG artists mimed, but by late 1964, some performed live and the show switched to all live performances in April 1965. It was noted for allowing artists to perform the full version of the songs rather than the short versions demanded by other shows. The programme was never broadcast in the United States, perhaps because it was in black and white, when ABC, CBS, and NBC were converting to full colour. The show was recorded in small studios in Ready Fusion's headquarters in Kingsway, London, although the company had bigger facilities in Wembley, in the west of the capital. It was easier to attract stars and audiences to central London. As the studios were compact, it was not possible to hide cameras. The ever-present cameras, which were large with rotating lens, turrets rather than zooms were sometimes incorporated into the action, including in a Manfred Mann's performance of Machines, which ended with Paul Jones singing crouched on the floor surrounded by cameras. RSG was originally from Studio 9 in Kingsway, which artists mimed. It later moved to Studio 5 at Wembley, enabling artists to perform live. Artists' own recorded backing tracks were not allowed by the musicians' union, so the whole of Studio 5, normally divided into Studio 5A and 5B, was used so an orchestra could perform the backing live. The show was popular among young people, and it had a particular following amongst the mod youth subculture of the 1960s. In late 1966, when the beat boom was fading, the show was cancelled, despite its popularity. Compilations were broadcast on Channel 4 in the 1990s, and VHS videos included a Beatles live special and the Sounds of Motown special edition. In 1989, the show was seen for the first time in the US on Disney Channel. During that time, Disney was a pay channel aimed at adults at night. Ready, Steady, Go has not been officially released on DVD.